Almost nobody, including me, pronounces the in tang properly. It's a glottal click as used in Bantu and other African languages. If you were a folk song fan in the 60s, you might remember Miriam Makeba using the sound in her delightful performances. In fact, the only stranger who ever did it properly was a Soviet critic who came up to me at a meeting in Moscow and said, "Ah, Mr. Haldeman, I just read A Tangled Web. Very interesting." And walked away with a mysterious smile. This was only a couple of months after the story had appeared in Analog, a rather capitalistic magazine, the possession of which supposedly is illegal in the Soviet Union. So the story of that story ends in a foreign country, and the story of the next begins in one. My wife and I were marooned in a hotel room in Tangier, Morocco, poleaxed by dysentery. The morbid thought came to me that if we should die there, the friendly concierge would probably just empty our pockets and sell our luggage and make our bodies disappear. It was a real classy hotel, and nobody would ever find out what had happened to us. Tangier is that kind of city. The guidebooks had warned us not to stop there. Just get on the first train and head south. A writer to the grisly end, though, I proceeded to make up a story out of that particular misery. I scribbled down a rough outline of it in my travel diary, and that was the end of it for several years. The story wouldn't take place in Morocco. I saved that setting for a more specifically Moroccan story, Lindsay and the Red City Blues, but rather in Mexico, for reasons that will become clear. Story notions like that sit on the back burner until some specific stimulus tells you it's time for them to be written. In this case, the stimulus was a fascinating book I came across while browsing in the biography section of the local library. The diary of the wife of the American ambassador to Mexico in the years just preceding the Mexican War. It hit the period and the location of the story precisely, and was a gold mine of detailed day-to-day mundania. The woman was a good writer, possessed of, or by, a voracious curiosity about this exotic foreign land. And she wrote not only about the upper-crust activities that her position required her to attend, but also about the middle class and peones. I consumed the large book in 2 days of delighted reading, taking a few notes as to prices of things, menus, and so forth, but mainly just getting a feel for the period. I wanted the main character to be an uneducated but intelligent American roughneck, which generated a problem in diction. I know how such a person would talk nowadays, but what would his speech have been like more than 100 years ago? Dictionaries of slang don't always give date references, and to my knowledge, there doesn't exist a slang dictionary that is specifically organized chronologically. What a fascinating project that would be. So I made my own, in a limited way, leafing through several dictionaries that did give date references for some of their slang, cant, and jargon, collecting a couple of hundred words and phrases that this character would be likely to use. I came across dozens of expressions I couldn't use because although they were contemporary with the story, they sounded too modern. He could call a policeman a pig, for example, or use the expression, "take a back seat to." Then I just sat down and started writing. As happens too rarely, the story took on a life of its own and proceeded to write itself. I hope you enjoy reading it half as much as I enjoyed writing it.